And my good friend Tim Mackey taught me about this. He said, money is a resource. It's a resource like water and air and food. And this resource buys you freedom. Freedom of time and freedom of choices. And I see too many salespeople out there just working their tails off and are highly committed. And they come to the office early and they stay late. And they do all the things that sales managers love and CEOs love. But when you really ask them how happy they are and how things are going and what their balance wheel looks like in the balance of life, it's like, you know, I don't spend enough time with my kids, and I wish I could see more of their games, and I wish I could make more of their PTA meetings, and I wish I could spend more time on my golf game or spending more time with my lovely spouse. See, that's what effectiveness in selling becomes. It's not just how much money drops to the bottom line. One of the things I think will help you do that is a change of attitude about how gutsy you can become and how assertive you need to become in this world of selling. You know, selling isn't a place for wimps. You know, it's a, you know, if it's a place where, I remember talking to a guy in Harrison, Ohio, and the guy had been in business for a number of years and made some sort of widget for GE Aircraft here in town. And he asked me, I'd been in selling for 2 or 3 years with National Life Vermont, and he asked me, why are you in selling? And I gave the typical job interview response. I said, it's because I like people. I can't repeat exactly what he said because it involves a bit of foul language, but he's something to the effect of, no, you're not. You're not because you want to make a lot of money. And at that point in time, that was the case. You know, if you're in it because you want to meet people and it's kind of fun and all that kind of stuff, then there's lots of jobs you can go do and not have to beat yourself up so much. But if you really want to be good at selling, if you want to make an impact in the lives of the people that you're selling your product to, if you want to make an impact on your own life and the people that are important to you, then understand that you're going to have to change a little bit. Remember reading Pat Riley's book called The Winner Within. And I don't remember the exact scenario, but I believe it was when he got married and he was getting ready to take on a new job. And as he was pulling down the road, he looked in his rearview mirror and his dad was chasing after the car. And I can see myself doing this with my son someday. Or maybe you can see yourself saying this to somebody. And he rolls down the window. He says to Pat, he says, Pat, every now and then, somewhere, someplace, sometime, you're going to have to plant your feet. Stand firm and make a point about who you are and what you believe in. When that time comes, Pat, you simply have to do it. And you see, and I think that's what selling is about. When you get involved in these sales scenarios and you know it's not going the right way and you know that your prospect is being wimpy, you know they're beating around the bush on this deal, just plant your feet and say, you know what, we're not trying to send someone to the moon here. This is really a simple process. A couple weeks ago you told me you had this problem. You told me you wanted to fix a problem. You agreed that when I came back and showed you how to fix a problem within your budget, you'd tell me yes or no. I don't want to put pressure on anybody, so just go ahead and tell me no. All right? As much as I love to do business with you, you know, I don't need to work that hard at it. As soon as you adopt the mentality that you'd like the business, but you don't need the business, then to do what Lee Riley said to his son Pat gets a whole lot easier.